And here we have a sample targeted case management for an adult. So again, procedure code is T1017 with appointment duration of 55 minutes, another time being 9 minutes. The goal is verbatim from the client treatment plan, which is for the consumer to follow up on job referrals, and we provide specifics by calling potential jobs, filling out job applications, and attending job interviews from 0 times a month to 2 times a month. In the intervention section, you'll see blue phrases highlight the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Notice that the 3 referrals are named. The intervention section is not long, as you can see, but consider what it entails to review this information and also how long it may take to complete a job application. So as a reader, I can visualize what took place in the session and why it took 55 minutes based on the information provided. The intervention is clear on the resources that we are accessing, reviewing, and referring the client to. Therefore, we are reflecting the service of targeted case management. So again, it reads that the case manager provided the 3 employment referrals and it addresses which ones in the local area and reviewed these referrals with the consumer in detail. The staff also assisted the consumer with making phone calls to 2 potential job leads. So again, all of this could take a significant amount of time. And also assisted the consumer with completing job applications. So again, this also takes time. Before getting into the response section, remember again, all of these interventions we are providing for the client, why are we doing it and is it justified? So in the response section in black bold are the phrases justifying the provision of this targeted case management service. In purple are the progress statement and functional impairment statement. This piece here is important. Remember, when we provide targeted case management, we must justify why we are doing something for the client. What is the mental health reason the client can access employment resources independently? So it reads that the consumer reported that he needed assistance with making phone calls to potential job leads due to feeling nervous and having difficulty asking questions in order to obtain more information. So again, this is a client who has significant depression and has a hard time communicating. Therefore, a staff needs to step in and provide these services and support. The consumer continues to struggle with following up on job referrals independently and completing necessary tasks, which interferes with his ability to obtain employment. That's the functional impairment. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing because of his mental health, because he's struggling, therefore he's having a hard time accessing employment. He is also currently not following up on any job referrals provided by this case manager. So right there, it tells us also the progress or lack thereof, because the goal is for the client to access these resources 2 times a month. However, he's not accessing them at all. It also states that he reported needing assistance with completing job applications that he brought in due to the negative thoughts that make him feel useless and interfere with his concentration. This is also very important. Why are we sitting down and helping the client fill out a form? It simply cannot be because a client has a vision impairment or a language barrier. In this particular situation, client is struggling with his negative thinking and is having a hard time with his focusing and concentration. Therefore, again, we have a staff stepping in and providing support. In the plan section in green, we have what the staff will address at the next session and what the client will do before the next session. So again, please take a moment to review the note in its entirety to determine if we are meeting all the requirements for targeted case management.